Today, I want to warmly welcome John de Ruyter to the Conscious Evolution Summit. A warm welcome from the depth of my heart to you, John.
Thank you.
And I also want to welcome you listening to the audio and you watching the video to our journey together into the depth of our heart, into our being. And first of all, I would really like to invite you to kind of relax into your body, into all your levels you are aware of, and try to open as much as you can. And I know from meetings with John that the more we open and the more we are aware of our deeper levels, the more what John has to share and what he offers can really reach us and we can respond to it. And John, I would really like to invite you, if you have some words also for our audience, what would be the best attitude to be joining us in this conversation?
Just being gentled and quieted in your heart. And being gentled and quieted in the heart, that just quickly cleans us of our day, our personalities, much of ourselves, and it leaves us just in a quiet beingness that is open, soft, available, listening, not listening from a mental perspective, but listening from a nurturing inner perspective. Being gentled and quieted in the heart lets us hear what's real.
And John, what you often speak about is also you use terms like the self and the heart and the being very often. And I mean, many people would know when you talk about the heart, what this is and what this means. But could you just maybe also quickly explain what level of us you mean by self and what you mean by being?
The self is what we're most familiar with in functioning within our interior. It comprises thought and feeling, will and emotion. The heart is much simpler than the self, and it doesn't have all of the surface forms of thought and feeling, will and emotion. The heart is like an entrance point, a transition point between the being and the self. It's a field right up to the self and into the self, basically a field of being. So it's the most basic beingness that is manifested in the heart. So we experience that as openness and softness of heart, which is a movement of being, a presence of being within the heart, or the heart can close and harden, which as a manifestation separates the heart in time from our being. But as soon as the heart relaxes, immediately it's opening and softening, and there's access into the being and access of our being into ourselves.
And for me, it feels when when I shift awareness to the heart, it really feels as if I would maybe go in the mountains to another height, and the whole climb, it feels a bit different.
Yes. We're made of levels, all the way from the outermost of what we have and what we are through to the innermost of what we are. We can easily see it in everyone's experience, the difference between being in our personality or being in ourselves. The personality is like our outermost, and we can be in the personality and we can separate from our inner selves. So then we become lost in a personality identity and we lose touch with the subtleties of our own interior that isn't dependent on our personality. But as soon as we fundamentally relax within our personality, we're already coming into ourselves. When we separate from ourselves and we become identified as a particular kind of personality, then we distort our interior so that our interior matches how we want to perform as a personality. But as soon as we relax as awareness in the personality opens, and the personality opens into what is deeper, which is ourselves. So the authentic personality is inseparable from a relaxed self present within the personality. So we can, in our own experience, drop down from within our personality into ourselves, and then we can go another level deeper. We can drop down out of ourselves into the heart. Each time we go from one level to a deeper level, everything becomes greatly simplified. And then to go even deeper, we can drop down from the heart into the being.
And every dropping down deeper from level to level would require us relaxing and softening and opening.
Yes. The principle of dropping deeper within or going within is awareness relaxing. Awareness fundamentally relaxed in the personality is inclusive of the self, the heart, and the being without even having to have any understanding of that.
So just to make it clear, there is a difference relaxing as awareness than most probably many know from kind of guided meditations or something where we relax the body or the mind or the emotions?
That's relaxing. As awareness, we have forms. So as awareness, we can relax the personality, we can relax our thinking, we can relax our emotions, we can relax our feeling, we can relax our seeing, our bodies. And then in realizing how we're able to relax these different forms, what is it that's relaxing those forms of ours? It's awareness. So then a fundamental relaxation is when awareness on its own relaxes without the use of relaxing any of its forms. So awareness relaxed within the personality without using the personality to relax is a personality inclusive of itself, all relaxed. it isn't something that needs to be processed. It's easy to see in the innocence of a small child, the way a small child can be really in its personality while also really in its authentic self, in its heart, and there's being moving. The child isn't understanding any of that. It's all natural because awareness on its own is fundamentally relaxed within all of its forms.
So the movement of really fundamental relaxation of awareness really is a movement from inside out.
Yes.
And in a way, it feels, when I go there, it feels in a way really kind of, it's a bit, it doesn't feel the right word, but it's very effective because with that, all other levels relax.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Your personality is relaxed when yourself is relaxed. Yourself is naturally relaxed when you're in your heart. If you are awareness relaxed, then you're relaxed, you're naturally relaxed in all of your forms without focusing on any of them.
And another notion which comes in when I follow you there is really a quality of simplicity, I would say.
Yes. A deep inner simplicity is when you're being what you really are as awareness without being dependent on the forms that you're used to, without having to control your thinking and your feeling, your will and your emotions.
What I also get when I follow you there is a quality of peace and freedom, I would say.
That's because when you're fundamentally relaxed as awareness in the midst of all of your forms, in what you really are is mobility. It's difficult. Some of the mobility starts to come short in a small child in developing in itself and starting to lose sight somewhat of mobility in its being, but where you can really see mobility, a deep and a profound mobility, is in a newborn baby, where the baby hasn't yet developed into itself and its person. So the mobility hasn't come out into its outermost forms, but its mobility is easy to see from the being, the heart, into the first self, where expression is coming through the body. There's such an amazing presence in a newborn. It's almost like an alien, because it doesn't have the forms of personality and self yet. It's not functioning as an understood, realized identity. So the awareness of a baby moves naturally and comfortably just as a being. So as soon as you're holding a baby, a newborn, and as soon as you start to relax as awareness and you're not being a mother holding a baby, you're just there with what is there in the baby. So you're more there on a pure level. And then the baby has direct access in quite a powerful way all the way through to your interior, because the baby doesn't see yourself and your personality, because the baby can't see what it hasn't come into yet. It can't see in you what it doesn't have. But what the baby does have is a complete movement of being. So as soon as you open what that baby really is, which is a being, moves through its eyes, through its awareness, and goes right into you.
So is then in a way, because I guess for many of us, being in that way, how you describe it with a baby, is really touching for us. Is it because the being of the baby is really reaching us deep and meeting our being? Is that what
yes.
feels so touching?
Yes. When we hold a newborn and we're relaxed as awareness, so we're not caught up in our personality, we're not caught up in ourselves, the baby then having access into what we really are moves what we really are. The same as what the baby is moving as, which is a being, moves our being. So then we're being accessed and we're being moved, we're being touched within in a way that we're not really all that familiar with in our lives. Most of the interactivity in our lives has to do with our personality, ourselves, and the heart. But for it to be almost exclusively as a being, it's most unusual to come in contact with something like that, and where it's much easier to see is with a newborn.
I mean, this kind of would be my next question. So how to be together as adults in the same way? So this would mean that we really need rest deeply as awareness in the heart, in the being, to be able to meet the same level in another person.
To be present, not just in the personality, but also within the self, also within the heart, and also within the being, awareness would have to be unconditionally open, unconditionally relaxed. We're able to control that relaxation, so we can separate somewhat from what we are as a being and be confined to some openness in the heart. To be unconditionally open in the heart means that there's a free flow mobility from our being through the heart into our thinking, our feeling, our will, and our emotions, all the way through present in the personality. So there's a free flow movement from the outermost all the way through to the innermost and going within, and all the way from the innermost manifesting right through to the personality. So there's a cohesiveness of awareness that follows through from the outside in and from the inside out. That's an unconditioned relaxation present within all of our forms. So that's wholeness.
And what just comes up in me when I listen to you is it also more easy for us with a baby, with a newborn, because it's that innocent and ourselves, our personality wouldn't expect any danger coming from it, so to speak?
That's right. We feel safe in holding a baby, but as soon as we start to fundamentally relax and be relaxed and be reached by the baby's mobility, that can feel a little bit threatening. Because there's a newborn baby can move in a being kind of power that has a direct access through the baby's eyes into our eyes, and we experience the interior of our eyes open, the interior of our face and our body open, and we experience this what feels almost like an alien-like quality that the being, the baby is able to move as. And as soon as we feel insecure with that, then we can close and we can tighten a little bit, and then we can feel fearful of what this baby is doing. And we can limit that by just closing a little bit and retreating into functioning as a personality. So then giving back to the baby personality instead of just quietly being accessible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can really relate to that. In a way, how I experience is, it's also, it feels a bit for me as a newborn would be like an entrance into the whole universe in a way.
Yes, but on a level of being.
Yeah. Yeah. And John, with the topic of the summit, I would like to know a bit from you, your perspective. So what supports the development of our being?
We can't develop as a being without having an unconditioned presence in our being, which means that we would be unconditionally living from within the heart, in the midst of ourselves, in the midst of our personalities, in the midst of our life. To live that way means that we are embodying what we are as a being. We can't develop as a being without embodying our being. And we can't embody our being without being what we are as a being in our hearts, in ourselves, in our personalities, in our lives. To embody our beings, we need to be the same as what the being is in the midst of all of our forms, in all of our lives. So embodying our being is intensely practical. It means that we're giving what we are as a being access into all of our forms, everything that we are, everything that we have in all of our lives. It's letting our being have all of our forms. Letting our being through the heart, through openness and softness of heart, unconditionally flood all of our forms. It's the giving over of control in our lives, in our personalities, in ourselves. The giving up of that personal, the personal power that we experience as an identity, as an individual, and surrendering that power through the heart into what we more deeply are. As we live that way in our lives, then we are embodying our being. As we embody our being, then we begin to develop as a being.
So in a way, this kind of the person, the personality doesn't get anything. It's kind of needs to give up its position as a boss, as leading this life.
Yes.
And the reason why I as awareness would do this, that, I mean, the reason what pops up for me is because in the depth of me, it would just feel right, the right thing to do without knowing what this would mean.
That's right. We all have direct knowledge of this, and direct knowledge on any level, whether it's within the personality or direct knowledge in the being, direct knowledge is accessed through awareness relaxing. When we're tight in our personalities, then we're not relaxed within the personality, and in not being relaxed as a personality in the personality, we don't really know anything. But as soon as we relax within the personality, our awareness opens, and what occurs is that we know. The first we know is that there is deeper. So as soon as we relax within the personality, we know that there is something deeper, which is ourselves. So awareness opening within the personality is then inclusive of the self. And authentic personality is awareness within the personality, relaxed all the way through, unconditionally, without stopping. As soon as we limit that relaxation, then we hold something of our personalities together, because we're being a personality that isn't inclusive of some of our deeper levels. So in that, there's a lack of authenticity.
And just kind of mostly maybe holding on some familiarity, which might offer us a sense of control or security or so.
Such as a personality identity. Holding our personalities together in a way that suits how we feel and what we like, and suits our own sense of being comfortable and feeling safe. So we can hold our personality together, or the personality can be an outward expression of how we are in ourselves, mm-hmm. which makes for a nurturing personality instead of a held together, defined personality. Mm-hmm.
And in a way, John, you said that in order to develop our being, we really need to embody our being into all of our forms. And I mean, I don't meet really honestly so many people where I have the sense that they are really embodying their being. Would that then kind of mean that in person like that, no development of the being would happen?
There can still be a development of being, but it'll be very limited. It'll be as limited as our relaxation as awareness, relaxation that isn't dependent on our forms. So it's a fundamental relaxation. It'll be dependent on how relaxed we are in our forms, in our lives. It doesn't matter how much we close and harden in our hearts, or close and harden as awareness in our forms. No one's able to absolutely close and absolutely harden. So there's always going to be in the most encased personality, there's going to be a presence of self, a presence of heart, a presence of being. There is no absolute separation. So whatever little touches of being have conditioned access into ourselves and our personalities, that movement of being, that presence of being, is going to be developing. So regardless of what anyone is like, throughout life there is going to be a development on every level. But the development, authentic development, will be really restricted, quite limited, and the development of being can be almost nothing, but it is still there.
And John, the level of our being, I still sense it as a kind of a form, but very subtle and very wide in a way. But still kind of a, it's hard to describe when we are in these areas, but it's still something. And is this a level we would kind of still be in when we die, when the form of our body leaves?
Yes. When we die, our seen forms, we'll lose anything of our seen forms that we haven't integrated as a being. The personality identity will pass away. The self identity will pass away. Any structures and forms that we've developed through even the tiniest little bit of closing or hardening, those forms, those structures, we lose. The forms and the structures that remain are the authentic, natural structures. What we're most familiar with in that is what it's like when we're relaxed in our hearts, where there's an openness and a softness of heart. That presence of heart that stays with us after we've died, because it's a natural form. All of the forms and levels of our being, they are unseen forms. They stay with us. It comprises in form what we really are. But anything that we've developed in ourselves and as personalities in our lives that isn't the same as our being, that will all pass away. So that part is then illusory. We experience it as actual, but it's not real.
So you use the term real as something which would kind of really stay after leaving these forms with us.
Yes. Real as in natural, all on its own. So as you relax, what is natural comes right through to the surface. As we close and harden, what is natural is suppressed and put down because it interferes with our personal sense of control. We can gain control of ourselves we can ground in ourselves by just getting upset, getting angry. But it's not real, it's actual, and we're performing that way, but the real has no presence until we relax. What we come into as we relax as awareness is real and it's permanent. It's always there. It's always underneath. It doesn't matter how much we cover it, it won't go away. What will go away when we die is all of our forms, everything that we've developed with some measure of separation, with some measure of tightening, closing, hardening, not being relaxed.
And in a way, what then kind of stays with us when I sense into that, it doesn't really feel so different in each one of us. Is would you agree
to it? That's it. When we are even just open and soft in our hearts, what we are being with others who are also in the heart, what we are being is the same. So we're not then identified. Our personalities become more elusive, and the presence of heart, the openness, the softness, the dearness, the nurture is something that we're identified in being with each other. So what we are being then is sameness, and that sameness has mobility and access into each other. So we really are together.
And in a way, what I sense is, because many people are really missing and longing for really deep connections, so when I listen to you, John, I would say that this is really a way how we all long for being together in a way.
As soon as we relax, even conditionally, as soon as we feel safe with someone who we're close to, and we let our interiors relax, which means that our interior is able to open, and our interior will come through our eyes, through our face, through our personality, through our thinking, through our expression. So then there's an integrity of expression that comes all the way from the deep inside out. And there's a dearness, a nurture, a love in being together that way. When we feel lonely, it's because we become accustomed to not coming from within the heart anymore.
And what I also sense when I follow the movement in this direction, so many habits or momentum in some routine or habits, they wouldn't make sense anymore, or they wouldn't kind of, I feel as if I would take fuel out of moving into that direction when I really shift to, with my awareness and with all what I am, into the direction of being in this real way together.
Yes. From the perspective of nurture and deep inner connectivity that has mobility, not just within, but through our forms out into someone else and with someone else, then our habits our emotions, our ways of moving with form as personality in our lives, and how we invest ourselves into doing something, all of that quickly begins to lose its sense of meaning. The real meaning is the nurturing connectivity. If that doesn't have freedom within our outward forms, then our outward forms will lose its deeper sense of meaning. When we live that way without that deeper sense of meaning, then in ourselves, we become depressed because we're lacking that deep inner nurturing connectivity. It doesn't have it, or it has very little presence in ourselves then. It doesn't have a place in our lives. We've separated it out because it didn't feel safe.
And John, in a way, I mean, what you describe, it just requires me opening, relaxing, going there, really directing awareness there. But in a way, it also feels that it's supportive if I'm surrounded with people which have a similar interest and with which shift their focus in life also into that direction.
Yes, that helps you to come into a greater span of awareness, of being, of heart in your life by being around those who are also opening and softening in their lives. But being in a world and around people who are not like that, for you to unconditionally be in your heart, then through the difficulty of that in your personality and in yourself, there's going to come about a great digging out of your own well, so to speak. So then you come into a depth of heart, a great depth in yourself, a depth of being that isn't dependent on who you're with. The support in being with a sameness of others, a sameness of heart, a sameness of being, that gives us a breadth in our lives. It makes it easy for that breadth to be nurtured. But the depth of it comes from relaxing as awareness in our personalities, in ourselves, in our lives, in the midst of difficulty, in the fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I resonate a lot with that.
Mm-hmm. As awareness, we've become conditioned in this world to relax only when we're comfortable. As discomfort comes into our experience, then we contract. As we contract, we separate from our deeper levels. As a personality, we separate from ourselves. We separate from the heart. So then we become identified as a personality that is devoid of an authentic self. To open and soften in our heart, in the midst of our personality, while we are with others, while we are going about in this world, that brings a depth of being all the way up into our personalities and into our lives. So then in our living, we are embodying our being. So then there is a being infused heart, a being infused self and personality.
Hmm. And sometimes, at least I have this experience that it then can sometimes feel as if I have kind of two me inside of me, a deeper level of me, which has a different response than maybe a more superficial level from me would respond. So it can feel a bit weird, like two kind of something living in me. Do you understand what I mean?
That comes about by having categories within of comfort levels. Categories that develop categories and forms in forms in our interior that develop according to our different comfort levels. So we can have a comfort level in ourselves that we won't include in our personalities, because then the transparency that's there while we're with others is too uncomfortable because it feels vulnerable. So we develop in our forms different categories, different levels, and we'll hold away some levels depending on who we're with and how comfortable we are. But if we live as awareness unconditionally, opening and softening, we don't have those categories. So what there is a free flow transparency from our innermost all the way through to the personality, which is easy to see in the innocence of a small child. They're not holding themselves together where the innocence is still there. They're not existing with these multiple compartments and categories. There's just a free flow presence of love from the inside all the way through to the outside.
And if we would recognize something I just described, maybe some of our listeners and viewers can also relate to that and maybe experience it in their life, a way how to be with it, would it be embracing it, being open to it, just noticing it and kind of shifting to something deeper and wider and softer?
Quite simply, just opening and softening. Regardless of what we're experiencing, regardless of who we're with, regardless of what circumstance we're in, so that the opening and the softening within is no longer conditioned, no longer conditioned by our capacity to control how open we are, how closed we are. It's by just removing the controls off of openness. So then we are just simply open and soft in the midst of whatever we're experiencing. Quietly within, removing the conditions to opening. Openness is what we really are. Softness is what we really are. As we relax, we open and soften. And we don't honestly have a good reason to close or to harden. The reasons to close or to harden are like justifications. The more we live with closing and hardening, the more we live with a self-justification and a higher level of inner dialogue. the more openness and softness that is present within us, the less inner dialogue and the more nurturing presence that we have and that we're in. Love.
So in a way, when I go there with you, it really feels that so many things like thoughts or what seems relevant or important is really just kind of really going down and down and down and entering really a field of simplicity.
Streams of love. Being in nurture without having to hold anything together.
And when we look at our current situation in a way as humans on this planet with really a lot of challenges around, with what we talked about right now, what would you kind of suggest us how to be with all of that?
First, unconditionally okay with it. Because without that fundamental okayness with the whole of our environment, we are not okay. We are not relaxed. We can't address what is distorted outside of ourselves without being fundamentally okay within, fundamentally relaxed as is within. That relaxes our thinking, our feeling, our emotions, our will, enabling us to have access into this world from a place of authenticity. Without that deep okayness, there isn't a depth of authenticity, then it is something that is inauthentic, held together, tight, somewhat closed, addressing the same thing outside of ourselves, which contributes to it.
Yeah. And when we kind of follow that thread, what would you say, how is the evolution and the movement and the development of the planet kind of, what is the dependency, or what is the influence of us humans on that.
First, there's such a difference between the planet and this world. The planet is real. This world is artificial. It's not real. It's actual. It's all held together. It has levels and levels and levels of form, but it's not real. What would change that is more and more people basically just living from within the heart. So an openness and softness of heart that has presence in our lives, in our activities. That's a change in this world. This world is not going to change until there's a critical mass, a tipping point of this world shifting to coming from the heart instead of coming from held together structures that relate through what we perceive we can have through tightness, being closed, being hard, not relaxing. This world isn't going to relax without all of us in it unconditionally relaxing. That's a change in this world.
Does it need all of us, or as you said, the tipping point?
It needs very many of us. And this world doesn't need to change. We can change. No one else needs to change. No one else needs to open and soften. You can. As you are living that way, you have a natural connectivity into others because of what you're being. So you'll be attracting the same from others. That openness and that softness, that authenticity of being that's present in yourself and in your personality touches into others and awakens the same in others. It speaks to the same. Anyone who is touched within that and they open into that in themselves, they start to come into the same nurturing mobility. So then change in this world in some way is happening.
And what is the role of in being together in that way, like you described? I just sense that when I'm in that way together with other people, it seems to be much more powerful than just two or three people. It seems to multiply.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's compounding through the presence of others who are in the same.
So in a way, I mean, kind of also the reason why I put up this summit was that I have a sense of that it makes a difference when we are when we are present with a certain topic and we really shift our awareness to our being and deeper levels and we are in this openness and softness, when many, many people kind of all over the planet in this world be like that, I sense that there it has an impact and it has yes. a deeper impact than just do it privately in our living room.
Yes. That's like a spreading of what we really are. Not just into the surface of ourselves, but into the surface of this world through presence of many.
And how can we how can we kind of practice that not just with this event or other similar events, but really kind of how can we keep this as an ongoing way of being and really being in this connectivity? Is it enough that we are aware of it, that we know it, or is there something else we can add to that?
Being it, we can know the deeper truth within. That doesn't mean that we're being it. We can know the meaning, the deep meaning within of opening and softening. That doesn't mean that we open and that we soften. We can be openness, or we can be what we're used to of holding something together. We can be a quality, such as openness, or we can be a construct, such as a particular way of moving our personality. We can let go of holding together as a sense of individuality. In the letting go of that, we, as awareness, we naturally go deeper and we come into relating to each other through sameness, such as relating from the heart to the heart of another. Then we relate as this nurturing, connective dearness, or we relate directly with each other as love. The more we hold to a sense of individuality, the more we hold to a structure, a construct. As we invest with that, invest our lives and ourselves into that, then we lose touch with what's deeply nurturing within. So then the meaning that we identify with within our lives is a held together meaning. But as soon as we fundamentally relax within that meaning all dissipates and we're left in what's real.
And relating from this openness, from this love, from sameness to sameness, when we be that, when we be in this way together in this world, I sense that shifts quite something And what would be then the influence or the impact to the planet?
It's an opening of this world and a softening of this world enables some level of connectivity between this world and the planet, enabling a real relationship between this world and the planet. Instead of this world representing an exploitation of the planet, separate from it, completely dependent on it, but dependent on it in a way of using it, taking from it, even though our very existence can't be without it.
So what I sense, there would be really this dearness, what you described between two people, this dearness would really be an fundamental atmosphere then in this world where we are as people together, and also kind of being with everything in that dearness, with every plant, every animal, everything what we can see.
Yes, it's as simple as the two different ways of being in nature. We can be in nature as a personality, and then we'll be quite separate from what nature really is. But as soon as we're in nature and we relax past our personalities, past our day, past our lives, then we come into, through our own hearts, we come into the beingness, our own beingness, which is sameness with the beingness of nature. And there's this flow that we come into from nature, in ourselves, with nature. And then when we come out of being in the park or in the garden, then to be that same way while we're with people. So then we're being our deeper nature, connecting into the deeper nature of others. So our way of being together is based on a quieter, nurturing sameness within. It's what easily occurs when you're sitting beside someone who you're close to and you lay your head on their shoulder. That engages a level of sameness, a flow of sameness in you and in the other. It's easy, instant. And then when you remove your head from that person's shoulder and you come out in front and you start to have a conversation, and something of that conversation touches into some beliefs, issues, then dropping the beliefs, dropping the issues, and remaining in that sameness while you're engaging in a higher level of conversation that easily touches into emotional points. So being in that same flow where your head is on that person's shoulder and what is taking place between the two of you, staying in that flow while you're talking about something that requires a letting go of any emotional kind of holding. Then you continue to be together, but through a lot more form, a lot more of yourselves, your personalities, without compromising the nurture of what's deeper.
And in a way, it feels like that is kind of what our forms basically are for, are meant to be.
The direct communication of meaning, deep meaning. Without holding on to our personalized, individualized sense of held together meaning.
And we can be like that with another person, with an animal, with a plant, basically with everything, because that was what is this really deep fundamental nature is the sameness in everything.
It is.
I had just this image when you shared that someone laying the head on someone's other shoulder. I saw kind of a huge circle around the planet of people just being in a circle, one having the head on the shoulder of the next person.
That's a shift of consciousness in this world.
Thank you so much, John, for sharing your wisdom and putting that so beautifully in words. So I feel really touched with it, and I have the sense that it really landed in me, and there is this, let's be it, let's bring it into the world, into the day, into everything. And I hope that some of our listeners and viewers kind of also got a taste out of it. And I just want to mention that there are really several opportunities to meet John in either in Edmonton or on other places on this world, in Israel, in Europe, in India. And you also have it's not that new right anymore, but you have a beautiful book. I really can also recommend The Intelligence of Love. So there are plenty possibilities to kind of, if you feel touched and you have the sense that there is really something real happening, please feel free to connect and to join and to tune in. And John, if you have anything, last sentence or anything you want to use the space to share with the world, I'm happy to give that to you.
It's easy to relate to, instead of the polarization in ourselves of likes and dislikes, just the simple shift of going to relating to liking and no longer relating to disliking. When we, such as when we like each other, we open. In relating to liking, that brings us back into what is like the innocence of a small child. Liking easily brings us back into the heart. Enjoying brings us back into the heart. Enjoying each other. Relating to something of what we like in each other. Just little bits of love that starts to move. Lovely being with you, Pariya.
Same. Thank you for this really beautiful, simple reminder. I guess everyone can find a resonance inside with this liking. I really appreciate our conversation, and I'm looking forward to be in a meeting again, Sean, and thank you that you took the time to be part of the summit.
Lovely. See you again.
See you, and thank you for you listening to the audio, watching the video. I really want to thank you that you take your time, that you find space in your maybe busy life to tune in to this field where we really kind of explore together how can we be in a real connected, loving way together and make a shift in consciousness and shift this world and, yeah, live in a really loving and heartwarming